How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Today's the day, everybody. If you are listening to this, you are part of history. The Wednesday Night Wars are kicking off. NXT tonight on USA Network and AEW on TNT. Going head-to-head, we got all the details for you today. What's on each show? What each show is opening with? The plan for the, what do they say, limited commercial interruptions on NXT, and so much more. Tomorrow, obviously, we'll do the fallout, but if you can't wait till tomorrow, tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio, myself and Dave Meltzer are going to be covering both of those shows in great detail. The episode will be up probably by about 5 a.m. Eastern. So if you've got a commute and you want to listen to the show, sign up. You can hear that show as well as 2 to 3 brand new podcasts every single day. Every time I go anywhere with wrestling fans, they say that one of the best things about the website is we watch everything so you don't have to. And that's not changing with the Wednesday Night Wars. So if you have found there's too much stuff going on, well, we are going to watch and cover everything that we can. But that certainly would be Raw, SmackDown, AEW, New Japan, NXT, etc. And we're going to tell you what you should be watching, the good and the bad of every show, the highs and lows, the best matches. And it starts tonight, just like it does here on this program on Wrestling Observer Live. I've also got a poll up on Twitter right now at Brian Alvarez. If you want to head up there and vote, what show are you watching live tonight? So far, according to this poll, and yesterday I did say on this program, you don't want to take too seriously what is said and done on social media. But so far in my poll here today, 839 votes, AEW, 72% are watching AEW live tonight, 28% are watching NXT. I don't know what the percentages are actually going to be nationwide, but I do think that more people probably are going to watch AEW than NXT live, at least in terms of our fan base. We'll see what happens in upcoming weeks. Vote in the poll. We'll talk about that here on the show. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The new Wednesday Night Wars are starting today. What are you watching? I've got a poll on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. If you want to join the show today, you're welcome to text me, 425-780-7566.
What if that they want to call you?
They can't. 425-780-7566 is the text message line. And this is the update for tonight. NXT is going to be opening with Adam Cole and Matt Riddle in their NXT Championship match. I have been told the first 30 minutes of the show, there will be zero commercials. And so they're going to go in there and they're going to do everything they can to tear the house down. I was told the first 30 seconds or the first 30 minutes of the show are apparently going to be unbelievable. That, of course, is from the WWE side. So that's what they would say. But that's what they said. So it's going to be very exciting first 30 minutes. And I believe that from that point forward, all of the commercial breaks throughout the rest of the show are going to be either insets or the action will be an inset like they do on SmackDown, where they don't actually go all the way to commercial. You can still watch the show in the corner of the screen. I believe that's what we're going to be doing for the rest of the show. The show has a 15-minute overrun. So far, we've got Adam Cole, Matt Riddle, Shayna Baszler versus Candice LeRae for the women's title, Street Profits versus Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fitch for the tag team titles, with Wale, Johnny Gargano versus Shane Thorne, and an appearance by the Velveteen Dream. The show is going to run 2 hours and 15 minutes, and as noted, very limited, if any, actual commercial interruptions on the show. So they're basically running a takeover tonight on the USA Network. Going head-to-head with them is the AEW show. And the lineup for the show tonight, Capital One Arena, Washington, D.C. Chris Jericho, Santana, and Ortiz, LAX, they are the mystery opponents, or the mystery partners. They'll be facing Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. Nyla Rose and Riho for the AEW Women's Championship. Winner is the first champion. Hangman Page will be facing Pac. MJF will be facing Brandon Cutler. John Moxley is going to appear. He says he's got a live mic and he's angry. That's coming up tonight. And Cody Rhodes will be facing Sammy Guevara. Cody Rhodes, Sammy Guevara is going head-to-head with Adam Cole and Matt Riddle. That's going to be the very first head-to-head battle here. So what are you watching, everybody? My Twitter poll at this point, which is going to be going until the end of the show. This person says, I have 5 screens in my living room. I'll be watching both at the same time. I don't think a lot of people are going to be doing that. But right now, according...
What will he fill the other 3 screens with? Will one of them be the baseball game, or will I'm he sure. have like 3 screens of the watch along shows that they're going to have for NXT tonight? And I believe AEW, I think, is going to have one too. At least I know there's some unofficial watch alongs going on for that.
Well, the poll results here: 71% watching AEW live, 29% watching NXT live, and I was asked about this several weeks ago by people in both companies. This was an AEW and a WWE question. Is it actually going to help AEW that NXT is starting 2 weeks early? Because the idea on the WWE side was, we'll get a 2-week head start, we'll get people in the habit of watching NXT, that's going to hurt AEW. Now, the counter theory was, well, you're starting 2 weeks early, you're going to have 2 weeks to show everybody what it is that NXT on USA is all about. And yes, you're building up a huge show, but it's going to be available in the WWE Network the next day. And maybe this actually will be a benefit to AEW. AEW, nobody has seen it yet. I have no idea what this show is going to be like. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know the format of the show. I don't know how wrestling heavy it's going to be. Obviously, there's 5 matches announced in a 2-hour show. I don't know what they're doing for backstage segments, interviews. I don't know what they're doing. And as a fan, I'm watching AEW live because I have seen NXT. I know what they're doing. I am fascinated to know what AEW is going to do. Doesn't mean that I'm favoring one over the other. I mean, I guess I am, but I mean, I'm doing this because I don't know what it is. And I don't want to wait. So I'm watching AEW first.
New kid in school. You know, that's just the way it goes. They're the new bright, shiny object to play with here. And they have all the questions. This is where all the mystery is at. And it's not insulting to NXT. Not that they're not going to have some surprises. Not that they're not going to have some things. But we know nothing about what AEW TV is going to be like. We've seen their YouTube presentation. We've seen them in pay-per-view one-offs. We've seen a little of this or a little of that, but we don't know how the whole package is going to be put together. And guess what? They don't know what they're doing either in some ways. So the first week is not going to be the only chance they have to tell the story, the only chance they have to make a first impression, but not to tell the story. And for the next couple of weeks, no matter what NXT does, and believe me, I'm going to be watching both as well too, and I think most wrestling fans are, but the ball, as far as the fascination factor, is certainly in AEW's court. Now, of course, it's NXT's job to take that away, and it's AEW's job to maintain it and to continue to build on it. But yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised with those numbers at all. And I think the better question really is going to be, if you are going to watch one, you feel strongly about one, will you watch the other one? Because at the end of the day, whether you watch it an hour later, 2 hours later, 2 days later, you know, as long as it's really within 3 days, DVR style, like, as long as you're watching both and there's interest there for both, both are going to be just fine. You cannot get wrapped up as a fan in their minutia ratings wars. So as long as you're watching both, you know, you can't give WWE anything to complain about. Now, they may complain that you're not watching live and you're hurting their rating and you're going to wait to watch it later, whatever. You can't be involved in that. And I think as time goes on, the banter about ratings, I mean, there's going to be too much of a spotlight on those, I think, initially. And that's going to be a little bit unfortunate because I can already see that coming.
All right. So this doesn't mean a whole lot, but it is something. Right now, top trends in the United States. The top trend, hashtag Trump meltdown. Countdown to Halloween, number 2. Number 3, hashtag AEW dynamite. And number 4, hashtag I'm with AEW. No NXT trends at the moment. I don't know what that means.
Trump meltdown in Full Sail? Maybe
I don't know what don't that know means, that, but I guess we'll find out. I want to mention here that this person says, I'm going to be watching AEW live tonight and NXT tomorrow on the network the moment it's available. WWE is in a very interesting position here because let me tell you something. If NXT is available like immediately on the WWE network, okay, that is going to result in more people who want to watch both watching AEW live because they can go right to the network afterwards and watch NXT. So if WWE really wanted to encourage people to watch NXT live as opposed to AEW, then what they should do is not make NXT available on the network for several days. But if they do that, they are going to infuriate the people that are paying for the WWE network largely to get NXT as soon as it's made available the next day. So they're in a very weird situation where you have to keep your network subscribers happy. And in order to keep them happy, NXT should be up there like almost immediately. But they're at a Wednesday night war here, and they're going to be obsessed with the ratings. I mean, you can tell by, you know, limited commercial interruptions, huge match with no commercial break starting, 15-minute overrun. I mean, one company's doing that and one company's not. So you can see who's more obsessed about this war. They want to win this war. They shouldn't be making NXT immediately available. So it's going to be an interesting balancing act. Right now, it's allegedly going to be made available Thursday in the afternoon, early evening. But as I've noted, last 2 weeks, that has not been the case. You may not be able to see it until Friday. So we'll see.
I can already feel what the spin is going to be later on down the line. If there's any failure on the rating, it's going to be they're going to include all of those international views to the network somehow. Or they're going to play with the number and go, you know, people were so used to seeing NXT that we believe we split the audience, and that's the reason. And see these numbers we have for the network. I can already imagine what the sleight of hand is going to be, and the excuses are going to be if that happens. But I think, again, I know that we're pushed up against a break here. I know the rating is going to mean a lot, but we'll see what happens as far as the interaction goes, because they're going to need that a lot more.
All right, feedback in a moment. Observer Live. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to text us here today, join the show. I'll be reading them here in a moment, 425-780-7566.
Hey, Brian, let me also just do, because it was pushed up against break there. Obviously, the number WWE is going to be most concerned with is going to be, you know, what's...
I can't believe you interrupted me in such an important moment. Do you even know what I was just about to do, Mike?
I thought it was going to be reintroduce the show, but no.
I was going to, but I had something very important that I was going to do right after I gave out that information.
You're having a third child.
I am here, Mike, right now to present you.
What?
With the F4W Fantasy Football Championship belt, which you can see right now, by the way, at video.f4wonline.com. This big gold belt, Mike, I am handing it to you here on this program. You are the current champion, having beaten Big Vinny V.
I did. Yes. Yes, I did. I thank you very much for this honor.
Like Vince Russo, I'm in possession of the belt, so I'm going to put it right here.
Yes. Hold on to that for me. Keep that shined up so nice. And make sure that producer Rob never gets his hands on it again. I'd like to thank him for coming up with it. I'd like to thank producer Rob for losing it in the most loser way possible that only he could, and have it fall into the hands of Big Vinny V, a good man, an honorable man, a fine man. And I am very thankful that I am now the champion, a winner
for the first time ever, Mike.
Absolutely. Yes, the Takata Monster Army, once again, reign supreme. So all hail Generalissimo Takata, and all hail the fighting opera known as Hustle.
All right, get through this quick, because I got to do this poll.
Okay. Look, the show is still... DVR +3 ratings still count. Anybody that's recording this show through traditional means is going to have the chance to watch it. And that number is going to mean a lot to WWE as well, too. And the same thing goes for AEW. So, you know, I know everybody's going to be up in arms about the ratings, and people are going to want to banter it back and forth as if this was Raw and Nitro. But, you know, I think the ratings mean a little less than people think that they do. Again, the demographics, I think, really mean more than anything happening in these exchanges back and forth. And look, as long as they're selling more merch, as long as the things are still moving in a positive direction and are trending upwards, I know everybody is waiting for Vince McMahon just to go ahead and blow up NXT, and it'll never be the same way it was again. And obviously, in some ways, it's not now. But, you know, I think a little bit of patience is going to have to be due here. And I think people aren't really don't need to be that wrapped up in the ratings portion of the proceedings. Really, it's going to be on air. I know, but the creative stuff and how we're going to move wrestling forward, or how we're talking about AEW wanting to move things forward in some ways by taking them back, by trying to serve all these different masters, that to me is really far more important than what the initial ratings are going to be.
All right, here's the results of the poll so far. Which show are you watching live tonight? 24 minutes left at Brian Alvarez. AEW's at 72%. NXT at 28%. A couple of comments. This person says neither, DVRing both shows to watch on double speed. This person says neither. He lives in the UK, so we don't matter. Get out of here. Get out of here. This person here says AEW. This person here says Survivor. Come on, everybody. What are you watching tonight? That's my question. You voted for AEW, so tell me why.
Hey, look, Brian, we talk about kids not watching wrestling nowadays and things like that. We talk about look, baseball is a big deal, and there's a one-game playoff, and granted, they are lucky. Both of these companies are lucky that it's teams, you know, it's not major league, you know, major cities. I don't want to say major league cities. That was a mistake. But like Tampa Bay and Oakland, you know, yeah, they may not be massive markets or whatever, although Tampa for wrestling is a major market. So that is going to be an issue. Are people going to be watching that live or wasting a DVR spot on that? That they could be using for something else, like a, now there's where it actually does matter for NXT. Because if you watch it on the network and you aren't DVRing it through your cable provider or Hulu Plus or whatever it is that you're using, you know, that actually does suck for them.
On Wednesday morning, ITV announced scheduling changes for AEW Dynamite that will give UK fans the opportunity to see the show sooner on free TV. In a tweet, the network announced the following. Dynamite will now be available to view in the ITV hub starting at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights. A re-airing will be on ITV4 at 11:20 p.m. on Friday night. Another re-air will be on ITV4 at 8:20 a.m. Sunday morning. The one-hour highlight show will remain on Monday nights on the main ITV channel at 11:45 p.m. UK fans were not happy. They would have to wait 4 days to see Dynamite. AEW President Tony Khan said he was going to work with ITV to try to get an earlier airing scheduled. Fans outside the U.S. can also stream Dynamite live for $4.99 a month, $2.99 an episode. I understand that UK fans want to see it live and now and are upset about various things. But if you're a fan of AEW, and I presume you are, and that's why you're so mad you can't see it immediately, this television deal is a very big deal for AEW. They are going to destroy WWE in viewership on ITV. I don't know what the final numbers are going to be, but I did get some of the numbers for Raw this past Monday night. So this Raw show, and we'll do the US ratings here in a moment, but the Raw show on Monday that aired in the UK that featured Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. Would you like to guess how many people watched that show, Mike?
I don't even know what the numbers are to even start with it anymore.
Throw out a number.
Oh, God. That watch live, I'm trying to remember from back in the day. Is it 300,000?
Raw on Monday in the UK.
I don't know.
Did it 24,000 viewers.
Okay, 30,000.
Raw on Monday in the UK did 24,000 viewers.
I don't think that's worth trying to negotiate a massive TV thing for where you might lose money.
AEW, I mean, they very, very easily could do 10 to 20 times the viewership of Raw.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of AEW, I know you're mad that you can't watch it live, but this TV deal is a big deal for AEW. And as a fan, you should appreciate that. Now, Raw ratings for Monday night here in the U.S. Show actually did pretty good. Of course, it had Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and Brock Lesnar. 16% jump in audience last night. Show averaged 2.57 million viewers. Best number since August 12th. And that's going head-to-head with football. The game itself did 10.47 million viewers, which actually was up from the week before. The first hour, 2.70 million viewers. Second hour, 2.59 million viewers. And while there was a 10.6% first to third hour drop, the third hour did 2.42 million viewers. So a very good number for Raw on Monday night. Of course, it was a special show. It was a Raw season premiere. They pushed it hard. They promoted everything. I mean, whatever you think about how SmackDown's going to end up doing Friday on Fox, I mean, if this Raw show did 2.57 million viewers, I mean, there's no reason that SmackDown should not do 3 to 4 million viewers this coming Friday night. Now, what it does going forward, I don't know. But they have pushed Friday hard. And Fox has pushed it hard. It is going to do a huge number. Now, where it is 6 months from now, I guess we shall wait and see. But it's the A show, so they're going to be putting everything behind it.
And we're not even into full mode yet. I mean, this is, we're going to be introductory. We're going to have a lot of wild stuff happen the same way we did on Raw. And then we're still going to have the draft that comes that's going to be looming, that's going to be interesting as well, too. And, you know, I talked about AEW's advantage that they're going to have NXT as far as being, you know, bright and shiny and new and all that. Obviously, WWE is competing against itself on Monday and Friday, but they are setting some very high standards for themselves, and there's a lot of pressure on them, and there's a lot of involvement for the first time, I think, in a long time, to the level of that Fox provides, seemingly on a scale that's only kind of level to the Saturday night's main event type of deals with NBC. I mean, that's what it, at least it feels like right now as far as the parallel to it. So this is going to be really wild, and I think they got off to a great first step with Raw on Monday. There were some misses, I think, at the end, but what are you going to do? We'll see what happens on SmackDown coming up here with Kofi and Brock and probably moving that title forward with Brock leading the brand.
This person here says, I can watch AEW live in Scotland with AEW Plus, but is there any chance UK gets an NXT TV deal? Well, anything is possible, but I know that people have been asking about UK, Canada. And unless there's an announcement, there's no announcement. So we just have to wait and see. This person says, my friend from out of town is visiting tonight. I will most likely watch the first hour of AEW before heading to the bars. I'm interested in seeing how well Cody and Sammy interact with each other when they open up the show. That's the kickoff match. That's Brian Pillman versus Jushin Liger. That's what that match is. We'll see how it does. Person says, I'm watching AEW tonight live. It'll be the main wrestling promotion I support. I've completely abandoned WWE, but I'm also going to support New Japan, Ring of Honor, MLW, Impact. So you're even abandoning NXT? Why are you abandoning NXT? Person wants to know if Ron is going to make an appearance on SmackDown this week. I have not heard. I do not know.
You know what? I don't think I'd use her. Honest to gosh, with everything that they have, with The Rock announcing he's going to be back, with as loaded as they are, if there's any thought that Ronda's going to be back, and I know you have Total Divas to promote, so you always have that you could bring her back for, I would wait for the draft. I would wait for some other reason to surprise people with, oh yeah, remember Ronda? She's still going to be here as a presence. So I kind of prefer that with as loaded up as they already have it.
Person says, I hate NXT's no-sell style of wrestling. Are we watching a different NXT? And this person just says, excited for tonight. AEW Live, NXT during commercials, and afterwards. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live. Back on the show, Brian Elber is here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you're listening to this Wrestling Observer Live show, and you're not a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, you are missing out. If you go to my Twitter right now, at Brian Elber, I have a link to sign up. And for $10.99 a month, there is so much stuff that you can enjoy. You get 1 hour every day here at Wrestling Observer Live for free. But if you subscribe, you get Wrestling Observer Live replays commercial free. You don't have to sit through those commercials, although these commercials are outstanding here on Wrestling Observer Live. But you can skip them with a subscription. And you also get an additional 1 to 2 brand new shows every single day. 2 to 3 new podcasts every day. It's not a weekly podcast. It's 2 to 3 new podcasts every single day. Later on tonight, myself and Dave Meltzer will be up recapping both shows, AEW and NXT. Did you miss one? You want to know what's on either show? You want to know our thoughts? You want to know where we think this is going? You want to know what you should watch and not watch? Well, you listen to Wrestling Observer Radio tonight. 10,000 shows archived, every show we have ever done dating back to 2005, is in the archives right now. So if you want to go back and listen to any story in pro wrestling that we have covered in the last 15 years, you can go up and listen to it right now. If you've got Downcast, Overcast, any of these various podcast applications, you can podcast the show, have it delivered to your phone every single day. If you've got a commute, you can listen on the way to work, on the way back from work, listen anywhere, at the gym, 10,000 shows, 2 to 3 new shows every single day, a 40,000 word Wrestling Observer newsletter every single week. If you see all this news on the internet attributed to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, you may as well just read the newsletter. It's part of your subscription. Sign up today, WrestlingObserver.com. I promise you, if you like this show, you will absolutely love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com.
Head up there, I can promise them, even if they don't like this show, they will like WrestlingObserver.com.
Well, they do like this show.
Well, they do, but even if they didn't, say there's some reason they got salty about this show, I don't like this show, don't worry. There are so many options, so many eclectic choices over there, from Antonio the Promised Thomas to the history of Carl Stern to Josh Nason to so many others, including your grandmother, debuting this Sunday after the pay-per-view.
That's right. Hey, 73% to 27% AEW versus NXT. Seems most of the listeners on this program... Is there a reason that my Siri is doing math right now? Anyway.
I don't know. Mine did yesterday. I'm telling you, there's a Siri takeover. They're taking over the show.
Anyway.
You see the callers. They're aligned with the callers, aren't they? They're trying to make their way back in.
3,500 votes, 73 to 27%. So there you go. To the text messages here. This person says, you must watch AEW live. The historical significance is way more important than the content of either show.
Wait a second. I mean, there are people like you find out there's a building that holds 20,000 and there's an event that takes place there that's famous. Like 10 years later, you're going to find 100,000 people who said they were at that show. I understand in real time that you would probably want to be a part of this. I can understand selling people as a part of this, to be there live, to be there in the moment. But if you watched it 2 hours later, would anybody really know?
Bert says, I'm abandoning NXT because it's gone downhill over the past few months. Plus, I fear an imminent Vince takeover, and I'd just rather remember the good old days and not watch it crumble. Wow.
Wow.
Tonight's Damn. Show should be a blowaway show. I think if you decide that you're not watching NXT at all, you're going to regret it.
Dom, can you play Ain't No Sunshine as we go to break?
Bert says, in Canada, we don't really have a choice other than AEW. You have to wait 24 hours or even more for NXT. Bert says, Mike in West Seattle, I'll be watching AEW NXT on delay. With these two options and SmackDown moving to Friday, a night I'm never home, I don't think I'll be watching the main roster anymore. Unless, of course, your Observer reports alert me to a better quality product. Hey, listen, Raw was better on Monday. I don't know how it's going to be going forward. It was a special show. You had Hogan and Flair there. You had Brock Lesnar there. He's not going to be there every week. But it was a much better show. And SmackDown on Friday should be a really good show as well. And again, we don't know how things are going to be going forward. This is going to be, as far as show quality, this will probably be the best week, like, ever, as far as, like, the main roster and NXT and AEW. I mean, from this point forward, we'll see. NXT is a takeover quality show tonight. But it's not going to be like that every week. Like, if you enjoyed last week's show, that's going to be closer to what you're going to see every Wednesday, in theory. Now, if the show gets destroyed by AEW, if AEW goes on and does 3 million viewers and NXT does 850,000, I mean, I don't care what Triple H says. NXT, as you know, it is over. And it's going to be a main roster show and Roman Reigns will be there the whole nine yards. But I don't think that's going to happen. If NXT does 1 million and AEW does about 1 million and they're just neck and neck at about a million, I think you're going to see an NXT product that's more like last week's show. And they're going to build to larger events and go from there. And as far as like AEW, I have no idea what it's going to be like tonight. I have no idea what the rating is going to be. I don't know anything. And I can't wait to find out. This person says, as someone who was a kid when the Monday Night Wars happened, I am looking forward to the new wrestling war. In-ring action will be great weekly now. I hope so. I certainly hope so. Person
Here's
says,
the thing. I mean, there's so many options as well, too. It's like, even though this is taking all the precedence, you know, Beyond Wrestling is coming back for another season on IWTV on Thursdays. And on top of the fact that we have the, you know, the initial salad, too, of NWA Power and WOW and New Japan on Access and now Impact on Access, as well as God knows however many other promotions are out there with a streaming service or a television show to watch. But, like, even if anything that you see with AEW, if they don't strike your fancy enough because they're trying to appeal to too many people or you just can't stand something that they do, meanwhile, you're so frustrated with so WWE that you throw your hands up. I mean, even if you didn't want those options, you have so many other options available to you right now, including weekly, like I said, with Beyond Wrestling and with some other stuff that I don't know how you could even complain or be really upset as a wrestling fan right now. You should just be able to shake off whatever it is that you don't like and keep it moving. There's so many options out there.
This person here says, I haven't had the network for a year, thus I never saw NXT. Watched the 1 hour USA version the last 2 weeks. Thought the first week was good with the women's match being the highlight, but last week was overly boring. Last week's first hour was overly boring. The second hour on the network was overly boring, but I didn't think the first hour was boring. It says the main negative is Mauro and Nigel have to be overexcited and shouting about everything, and I can't stand Beth on commentary at all. I will be watching AEW on TV, NXT on my phone with the volume turned down.
I'm a fan of Mauro. I've known Mauro for a long time. But there are people that, not only in the wrestling realm, but also in the fight realm, that there are people that don't like Mauro and don't like his style and don't like his delivery. Now, in my opinion, I mean, when it comes to any promotion, that should not prevent you anymore from watching wrestling. I mean, maybe I'm so used to watching wrestling in Japanese that I have the ability to tune it out easier than others. And of course, a steady diet of WWE over the years, it also makes it easier to do and everything. But, you know, he is not everybody's cup of tea. And that is going to be something moving forward where there's probably going to be some people that see it for the first time or you know, and see it and go, hey, that's the guy from Showtime. I love that guy. But there's also going to be some people like Gus Johnson or other people that hear Mauro and don't like him. And, you know, that's going to be something they're going to have to deal with, too. It's going to be another level. It's going to be another hyper, you know, criticism and another, you know, thing that's more amped up on the NXT product that they haven't had to deal with before.
This person here says, I'm an NXT loyalist. I will be watching NXT. Person here says, Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano showed a lot of super kicks, no sell, followed by more super kicks. Well, yeah, that match did. But you can't watch one match that is being pushed as like the ultimate blow-off match, where when you do the ultimate blow-off match, like that's what happens. And then extrapolate that and say every match in NXT has no selling. That's just not fair.
Yeah, and look, you can say that they go, it's a little too dramatic or masturbatory when it comes to those matches, and even with Gargano and Ciampa too, for even the level that got to. But that's any promotion. That's, people said that about Omega and Okada. Look, there's always going to be somebody that says something about it or doesn't like it or think it's overwrought or whatever, but you know, again, I don't know if that's, like you said, the match to really criticize amongst all the things that are out there. It's I don't know if that's picking nits, but it feels like it.
This person here says, my friend in his mid-70s, who has not watched wrestling since he attended Wrestling at the Chase cards and only talks about the likes of Luthez or Strangler Lewis, surprised me yesterday when he told me he was going to watch AEW tonight.
Will you stop?
That's Matt in St. Louis.
I don't believe that for a second. Does he also have a friend named Dwayne?
Come on. Why are you questioning this guy? Matt in St. Louis.
Are you telling me that man has not watched wrestling since Wrestling at the Chase went off the air in 1984 or 5 or whenever it was, the WWE killed? He has not watched wrestling since the days of Whipper Billy Watson wrestling Enrique Torres on television in a studio. And you're telling me that Darby Allin has brought this 70-year-old man back out?
Yes.
Nyla Rose is the thing that has sparked this man's
Don't
interest?
Don't question Matt in St. Louis. He's texted many times. He's not a troll.
Wow.
This person says, I had a friend say he will tune into AEW to see what all the fuss is about. It's comments like these that make me not like the WWE hardcore fan. So he's a hard... Is that what you're saying? He's a WWE fan?
Damn.
This person says, the reason that Mauro is great is because he comes off so enthusiastic and excited. Nigel is the best color guy in WWE. Well, I think the thing is, the best thing about Mauro is how excited he gets, but the worst thing about Mauro is how excited he gets. Yeah. Like, I think that the people that really don't like Mauro, they just want a better balance. Like, he's always at 100%. And I think that, I mean, realistically, he's probably at 100% too much. I mean, it probably would be better with more ebbs and flows. But, I mean, to get mad at Mauro because he loves what he's watching and he's passionate about it and he's trying to pass that on to you, I mean, I think that's ridiculous. Now, Michael Cole, okay? Michael Cole, the bane of my existence, okay? The thing that drives me crazy about Michael Cole is he also is, like, always at 100%. But I never believe that he's really all that excited about anything. He doesn't convince me that he's really that excited. It's like he's doing it because that's what an announcer does. I don't believe it like I believe Mauro.
You know what? But you know who you're describing? You're describing me listening to Vince McMahon for a lot of my life. And then I've had people go, well, he was a great promoter. And it's like, yeah, but you know what? I didn't believe him in the same way I believed Lance Russell and Bob Cottle and Jim Ross and the other guys that I listened to growing up. I didn't believe in what they were saying because Vince always sounded like a promoter. And that's the thing that he's passed along to Michael Cole. And that's where I'm begging that company to change. And with Michael Cole and Vic Joseph's ear on Monday, everything seemed to go nice and smooth. That's the biggest thing they need to take away. Michael Cole was an okay announcer that was beaten into the ground and killed before he even got off the ground. He became a puppet of exactly what they wanted him to do. But he's more than that. And that's one thing that that AEW is not going to have to deal with. And hopefully that NXT is not going to have to deal with too, because when Vince starts getting involved in things, how does that change Mauro?
Back in a moment, Observer Live. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Final poll results here. 4,370 votes. 72% watching AEW Live tonight. 28% watching NXT Live tonight. A couple of very important final notes here. This person says, there seem to be a lot of people choosing what to watch out of spite. Yeah. Yeah. Because WWE jerked fans around for so long that they opened the door for AEW to be born. That's what happened here. And now, hopefully, this will lead to great product on both sides. WWE, NXT, AEW, all of them. That's what we can hope for here. But we'll see. But yes, there are a lot of people that are going to be watching AEW because they were ignored in their minds for so long by WWE. They wanted guys like Daniel Bryan. They didn't want guys like Roman Reigns. They didn't want this. They wanted that. WWE just ignored them, fought with them. Yes, they are now voting out of spite.
Them. Yes.
That's what's happening here. We'll see. I mean, AEW's got to present a product that they like. I mean, that's a very important thing right here. We'll see what that product is tonight. But yes, there are a lot of people voting here out of spite. And this person here also notes that you nailed WWE announcing, they said. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ronaldo and Nigel are exceptions, but everyone else is just as fake and unconvincing as the promos the wrestlers cut. Vic Joseph was a lower energy Michael Cole on Monday. I thought he was fine. But yes, it is WWE announcing. It's not going to be great. And finally here, Ronda Rousey does have a Fox show to promote. I'm not saying she's going to be there on Friday. I'm not saying she's going to be there during the draft show, but she could be there. And if she ends up being there, it's going to be a big surprise. I don't think they're going to tell anybody about it till she shows up. That's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Sign up at WrestlingObserver.com for more. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.